News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince on hand, and events just keep rolling.
Absolutely. We have a lot going on this week and next week, and so we're very happy for it to be here, and happy it's beautiful weather, too, to have some great events. So first coming up on Thursday is Youth Leadership Cabinet, which is our group of high school students from around the area that work together to raise funds in the fall, and then they do a mini grant process in the spring. They have a fundraiser coming up on Thursday evening at Double Dave's Pizza Works on Texas Avenue in George Bush. It's from 5:30 to 9, but you don't have to come for the whole time. It's just some time that you can come and get some pizza. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. A portion of the proceeds go to the Youth Leadership Cabinet. And then from 5:30 to 9, they have celebrity rollers coming out. So people like Royce Hickman, Mike Martindale from College Station High School, Kyle Cassell, Texas State Representative, lots of great different people, coaches, superintendents, things like that, coming out, and they're going to make their own special pizzas. They get to get behind the line and roll the dough, and some of them will toss the dough too, I've seen, put their own toppings on, and then they put them out on the buffet line for tips, and whoever gets the most tips wins the prize, and all of the tips, of course, go to their fundraiser. So mark your calendars, eat some pizza on Thursday, and come on out from 5:30 to 9.
In fact, it is not too late, I'm sure, for businesses and organizations and clubs to do something for United Way.
Oh, absolutely not. We have lots of campaign rallies going on and events. Traditionally, with our campaigns, the big bulk of it is our workplace campaigns, in which employees make their pledges through payroll deduction. But sometimes employers will also offer their employees, they'll try and raise money in other ways in addition to their payroll deduction, such as events and things like that. Atmos Energy just had theirs on Friday, and they had a lot of great prizes. They had some wonderful Yeti coolers and all these great gift cards and things like that for raffles. And then, of course, hamburgers and things like that. City of Bryan has their big hamburger cookout at Sue Haswell Park that the public is invited to. I believe it's $5 a hamburger. There'll also be a desserts contest of where they auction off the desserts, and they're pretty amazing, and they go for some big dollars, like $50 to $100 a piece they'll go for. So bring out your cash and bid on some great auction prizes.
And that is when?
On Friday from 11:30 to 1 at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan.
All right, let's move on. We have a special guest this week.
Absolutely. We've got Lynn Yeager here. She is with the Prenatal Clinic in Bryan, and she's one of our partners through our Community Impact Grants program that's working in our health aspect of our work. So she's going to tell us a little bit about her program and how she works to impact the community.
Go ahead.
All right, I will. Thank you for having us. It's hard to believe, but the Prenatal Clinic will begin celebrating our 30th year in this community in December and culminate with some pretty special events in 2015. So we're looking forward to that. We have been serving low-income pregnant women in our community since 1985 and are looking forward to continuing our importance and our relevance in this community. We will see about 850 unique women, so unduplicated women. That equates to about 7,000 office visits or medical encounters every year. That's quite an impact on this community. There's no cost to the women who come. We will help them with any applications that they need for Medicaid or CHIP perinatal if they don't care, qualify for Medicaid. So there is no cost to them, and we're located conveniently at the bus depot at the Brazos Trolley System on South Texas Avenue.
It's great that you fit a need.
We do fit a need, and we have been serving these women. There, when you consider that about 20% of the moms in Brazos County have been seen at the prenatal clinic, that's quite an impact on this community.
And the types of services the women receive? And the children?
Yes, we do get to see the children because they come back for a postpartum visit 2 weeks after they're born. But we provide the medical services. We're the doctor's office. We also provide health education. We are particularly working with our diabetic and high-risk patients to help them have a safe delivery, a healthy delivery, because diabetes is a big thing now. More and more women are presenting as diabetic when they come, much more than before. So we are working with their diet, any medications that they may need. So we're really focusing on those women this year. However, everyone, of course, is important.
And has there been an increase in the number of women that you see?
Well, yes, there's an increase in the number as the community grows. We are seeing about, as I said, about 850 unique women every year. That's quite a large practice.
And where does funding from United Way of the Brazos Valley help you guys?
We do get reimbursement from Medicaid and CHIP perinatal, but that really is only about 38% of the cost of us opening the clinic. So we apply for grants, and we have been a United Way partner for a number of years, so that is a significant impact to our bottom line. But we also have a community development block grant. We have fundraisers. We have events. We have generous donations from individuals and community organizations and churches throughout our community. So it is really a community agency. We are highly, highly supported by this community.
Allison, just another little niche that gets filled, and it's not little when you're talking about 800-something women and 7,000-something office visits.
Absolutely. You know, in United Way, we focus on education, financial stability, and health, and we say that they're so interrelated with each other. But when you really look at working with pregnant moms, that we're trying to set that child up for the most healthy, successful life. And it doesn't matter about education or financial stability if they don't have a healthy start in life. They already start off so much farther behind than their counterparts who have access to all of those things. So it's such a unique and special service in our community that we are able to support, and we're very thankful that they are here doing the work that they're doing.
And Lynn, for those who would like some more information on the prenatal clinic.
We are located at on Texas Avenue, as I said, right by the bus depot. But you can check out our website at bcsprenatal.org, or you can call the clinic at 979-595-1780.
Again, thanks to Lynn Yeager of the Prenatal Clinic, Allison Prince with United Way of the Brazos Valley, uwbv.org, as in United Way of the Brazos Valley, for more information on the campaign here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.